Good morning, Rod Sloan here with another Audio Boo, and today I want to talk to you about some of the stuff that Apple does to market itself. Now, you know, if you're an Apple user, you probably know some of this stuff, but I'm interested. I'm not an Apple geek, I'm not an Apple bigot or an acolyte in that sense. I have an iPhone, an iPod, but you know, I use a normal PC. And so it's interesting, I came across an ebook written by a guy called Steve M. Chazin, C-H-A-Z-I-N. And Steve is a former Apple marketing executive, so he worked in Apple for about 5 years. And he's written a little ebook called Marketing Apple, Five Secrets of the World's Best Marketing Machine. And these secrets are: 1, don't sell products; 2, never be first to market; 3, empower early adopters; 4, make your marketing message memorable; and 5, go one step further. So those are the five principles. You can find this, if you want details of this ebook and it's a little test on the Audio Boo to see if this works, then drop me an email, rod@rodsloane.co.uk. That's rod@rodsloane, S-L-O-A-N-E, as in Sloane Square, .co.uk. I really want to talk about the fourth point he makes there in this little ebook. 4, make your message memorable. And strap line to that simply is this. So, you know, what you need to do is think about boiling your marketing story down to its syrupy goodness. Think big, write small. And marketing success is achieved when prospects easily repeat your message to others. So with messages, think bite-sized morsels, not entire meals. Think like Twitter is: short, fun size. And what you're really looking to do is to make something so distinctive that your clients and your prospects can repeat it. They can be your advocates. They can be your evangelists. They can be your sales force. So I want you to think about working on how you can make your message memorable. This is your homework for the rest of your business life. How can I do this, my marketing message? How can I make it distinctive? How can I make it stand out? How can I make it different? Okay, so if you'd like any help with that, then please give me a call. I can always say, no, work harder. It's something we need to work at again and again and again. You know, it's like Michelangelo working on his David, or Michelangelo working on the Sistine Chapel. This takes ages, it takes work. Don't expect you can do this with a quick, instant click of your fingers. This takes time. So I encourage you, go make your message memorable. This is Rod Sloan with today's Audio Boom. Thanks for listening. Bye.